Amanda, you're right.
Yep.
Great. Amanda, you suffered with depression for a lot of your life.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about what that was like and how it affected you?
Yeah, it was horrible. As a child, I was taught that emotions weren't good. Emotions were something to not be acknowledged at all. So I learned how to suppress anything that was not, you know, concrete. So I learned that if you smiled, people liked you. So I smiled and suppressed any other emotions inside, which, when I got to my teens, did cause me problems because I would shut down mentally because of the build-up of emotions, I suppose, that I'd never acknowledged or talked about. So I used other things to get by. So I found myself taking drugs. I found myself spending time in wallowing. I found myself in a pretty bad state. And basically this year, God healed me from that.
Well, we're going to hear about that. You had a couple of really significant times of being prayed for. Can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Yeah, well, because of the kind of lifestyle I was leading, I'd suppress all my whatever that I wouldn't talk about, that I can talk about now, with chemicals. And then I got to a point where the doctor would prescribe me things and he'd just sign me off. And he basically said to me, look, don't try coming off them. You're on them for life. You've got something wrong in your brain. You must carry on taking them and don't ever come off them. So I was got the prescription right down to antidepressants and that was it. And I must stay on those. And I went forward for prayer when Simon called people for wanting to be healed from depression in about February time. And believed that God healed me, but I didn't know because I was still dosed up. So I started cutting down the medication. I told people at church what I was doing. And obviously this place made a big difference because this place showed me that you were allowed to talk about things like that I didn't think you were allowed to talk about. When I first came, I think it was John who talked about his freedom from fears and stuff. And I didn't know that you were allowed to talk about that. So my small group have helped me a lot to show me that you're allowed to talk about these things and these things are okay. So I cut down on the medication and went to the leaders' weekend away in Easter. And Simon and Karen and Ingrid prayed for me and something inside was just released, something that probably had been holding me there, whatever. And that was pretty significant. I'd run out of medication by then and so I didn't take any. So I cut down gradually till Easter and I didn't take any. And come the May bank holiday weekend, I was getting a bit fragile. I think it had come out of my system. Yeah. And I had a very difficult Saturday where I phoned people and said, look, please pray for me. I think I'm going loopy again. I haven't got any medication. It's bank holiday weekend. I haven't taken any since Easter. And I realised that it was out of my system and it was time to take in faith the healing that God had given me and to receive it. So I got people to pray and I just stayed with him, stayed close to him. And by Monday morning, I woke up happy. And I was like, well, I woke up happy without any medication.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So your life feels a bit different now.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah.
Very free. I can go out of the house without having to take lots of stuff to be able to go out of the house. Yeah. People saw me as a sociable person, so I had to really change the way I was feeling inside before I could go out. I found it difficult to go from one social group to another. I had to go and take loads more stuff to go to the next group because, you know, and now I don't have to do any of that. I can just relax. I can get up. I'm happy. I can go to work. I'm happy. Yep. And I can go to the pub with my friends afterwards and be happy. I can come here and be happy.
That's
with
amazing.
No chemicals at all.
It's brilliant. And I want you just to share with these guys amazing thing that happened over the summer. You were on a mission trip in Serbia.
Yeah, I got invited.
What happened? I mean, tell us, you met a couple and you invited them to sit next to you on a bench.
Yeah.
What happened then?
They were set free from depression and they became Christians and they've emailed us since then to say that they're really pleased about that. But the girl, it was Marco and Maria, I could see instantly that they were depressed and they needed to sit down and be with us, and that they were taking medication for it. And so I was able to just to ask them, and God freed them from that. And the girl turned around and she said, "You know, I had a vision 6 or 7 years ago of you and this bench. And I wasn't even set free then. I didn't even know Street Life or John or you guys to even go to Serbia." Amazing. So God was definitely in control.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Can we thank Amanda? Just to say, you guys, when we testify to amazing stuff like that, what it does is it builds faith that God's going to do the same again. And so we want to pray for anyone who feels like, gosh, I feel like I'm struggling with the same kind of things that Amanda was talking about. We want to pray for you at the end of the service, expecting that God will come and do the same in you that he's done in Amanda. Thanks so much.